I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Amidst cost-cutting efforts coming up in Congress is a humanitarian program that supports persecuted Christians in Iran. Evangelist Sammy Tippett experienced firsthand some of the oppression against the gospel, so the loss of the Lautenberg Amendment would be devastating for believers who'd be trapped.
Lamar Smith, a congressman from here in Texas, has this package that is being put together whereby the Iranians would not be processed to get out of the country and here to the United States, those who are persecuted for their faith.
We've got lots more details on what you can do at our website. Next, we hear about kids' ministries all the time, but just how significant are they? Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says kids' clubs are crucial to kingdom building.
We don't usually think of 9-year-old kids as being super evangelists, but really, they can go places that other people can't.
Kids go to their Bible clubs, bring Christ home, and transform even the hostile families. Many churches want to start Bible clubs, but more funding is critical to that. You can help at our website.
$30 would provide 30 children with a Bible club. Most Bible clubs are between 30 and 40 kids, so a $40 gift would actually provide an entire Bible club for a village somewhere in India.
And despite early challenges and unfinished wells, the Living Water International team in northwestern El Salvador just celebrated a new working well. Considering 1 in 6 people don't have clean water, this is not only a gift, it's an open door for ministry. Through the provision of clean water, Living Water enables them to reach out to their neighbors, meeting physical and spiritual needs better than traditional missionaries ever could. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you on a dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.